645-2000.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
What is it that's made Frederick Roofing the number one choice for more than 80,000 St. Louis roofing customers? Is it Frederick's passion for customer satisfaction? Is it Frederick's own expert, licensed, and insured crews? Is it Frederick's ability to always provide an immaculate cleanup when the job is complete? It's all of those things and more. Frederick Roofing, the smart call to make for your commercial and or residential roof.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000. Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
Okay, so maybe it's not something you think about every day, and I'm guessing you aren't likely to bring it up at the dinner table tonight. The it is funeral planning. And the staff at Alexander White Mullen Funeral Home in Mount Lebanon Cemetery understands it can be hard to talk about. But we'd like you to know that when you make final arrangements before the time of need, you can design a plan that reflects your personality, passion, and budget. We can help you create the celebration of a lifetime. It's what we're known for. By planning now, your wishes can be followed, and you'll help spare your family unnecessary stress and financial burden. Our gift to you today, a free personal planning or veterans guide. Just call 314-739-1133. That's 314-739-1133. Or visit alexanderstlewis.com. That's alexanderstlewis.com. Your life is like no other. Rely on us to see that it's well celebrated. Come see
Tina,
Chandra,
Christina
today.
How's your deck holding up? Time for a new one? Time to redo the one you're sitting on? It's time to call Outdoor Living. Outdoor Living last summer helped me with my deck, and I cannot tell you how thrilled I am. Outdoor Living, Inc. not only showed me all the different options, whether it's PVC, composite, vinyl wrapped, wood, but Outdoor Living has the largest showroom in St. Louis, 2,000 square feet of decking, so I figured out exactly what I wanted from the largest showroom in town. 314-966-DECK or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Hi, this is Molly from the Piccadilly in Manhattan. The backyard barbecue season is gearing up. Come join us Wednesdays for our 24-ounce pork steak that you can cut with a fork. We smoke them with hickory and charcoal and season them with our own rub and sauce. Pork not your thing? Get a brisket burger that we grind in-house every day, finished with American cheese on a Hawaiian bun. We have daily specials and a full bar. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. Call for details or a reservation today. 314-646-0016. See you soon.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make your plans now to get tickets as St. Louis FC returns home to battle Toronto FC 2 on Friday, June 2nd at 7:30 p.m. Presented by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers. After the floods forced them on the road for over a month, it's time to pack the house and reopen Worldwide Technology Soccer Park and Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, go to stlouisfc.com.
Here's a little ditty about that John Deere mower deck that mows faster, better. It's not how fast you mow, my friends, it's how well you mow fast. If you just mow fast, but your yard looks bad, you got a lot of ugly grass. You need a John Deere to take care of your yard. You need a Z-Track Z3 45 ohms. It's not how fast you mow, my friends, it's how well you mow fast. The XL deck's got more capacity for yards like yours that gets to grassity. Want to mow well in the higher gear? See a John Deere dealer, nothing runs like a deer.
She's got
oh, the mics are on.
What?
The mics are on.
Oh, shoot.
Thanks.
We need to get a light. One of those on the air. One of those lights. Like the big station.
We do have one, but it's on the outside of the door. Studio.
FM.
Yeah. How am I supposed to know we're on the air when it's outside the door?
Milk out of my nose.
I haven't had that happen for a long time.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Here we go. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 30th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, and The Joke. See, we're a little stacked up from, you know, being off yesterday. So The Joke will be brought to you by Amini's in Chesterfield Valley. Thompson Price for the Playhouse. meanies for the joke as we try to get back to normal. It's going to take a day or two. I think most people that work today are kind of worthless because they're Memorial Day out. They're still a little bit tired. It's going to be a mandatory day after the holiday. Just kind of recover. Let's do something right here.
Hey!
Let's do a round of introductions. The control board is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to change jobs, it's a perfect time to talk to Mark and Jason. They can go over what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Tibi Jimenez, in charge of security. In charge of security. He loves his job. He's the happiest security guy that I know. Bernice is in heaven. And my late father-in-law was the master at barbecuing pork steaks. His pork steaks were the best. And I don't remember him barbecuing anything else. I'm sure he did, but it was like that's all he would barbecue. Red Boy said at their house they only barbecue one thing. What was it?
Cheese.
Barbecued cheese.
Oh.
Yeah, I... Well, hey, I like those appetizer, the fried mozzarella sticks.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's kind of like that. Hey, don't knock it until you try it. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Yeah, pork steaks are like a St. Louis thing. I don't even think that cut isn't called that cut in other areas. It's only called a pork steak here.
Isn't that something? Why is that?
I don't know.
It's a Tuesday. It feels like a Monday. It's also another sleepy, dusty Delta day. Got him.
Oh, my God.
Let's try it again. No. Hang on. You got to edit it in so they won't hear.
Oh, man.
3, 2, 1. It's a Tuesday that feels like a Monday. It's also another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
Now he's doubly mad. Yeah, he's mad because he hates playing that thing, and he's mad because he screwed up, didn't have it ready, and I got him. I love it when that happens. We're brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes. A lot of us, when we were kids, we heard the expressions from our parents like, I'm talked till I'm blue in the face. You think I'm talking just to hear my own voice?
Oh,
you ever
yeah.
get that one?
Yes.
Well, I've talked till I'm blue in the face about Thompson Price, but I'll never get blue in the face because here's the thing. Many of you have heard us talk about Thompson Price for, it's been 21 years, and you've still never done anything about it, but that's okay. Because you haven't been ready to remodel a kitchen or bathroom. Not everybody's ready right now. What we want to do is make sure that when the time comes, that regardless who you talk to, you talk to six companies if you want to, as long as one of them has the name Price in the name of the company, then you know you're talking to the people we want you to talk to at Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Thompson Price has been at this for quite some time, 37 years, something. He's in the Hall of Fame. There's a Kitchen Bath Hall of Fame. He's in it. He's like the Wayne Gretzky or something of the kitchen and bath business. At one time, I don't think I've ever mentioned this because he's so modest, he was the president of the National Kitchen and Bath Association. I mean, like the whole country.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a big deal. He knows a thing or two about remodeling kitchens and bathrooms, and so do the people who work with him and for him. You don't. I don't. You know what you like. I don't even know what I like. I couldn't describe it. If I go in somewhere, I go, hey, I like this. If I go another place, I don't like that. But I don't really know what I'm looking at or how to describe it. So you can be an architect. You'll appreciate what they do. You can be like me and not have any vision for anything. Then you'll like what they do because they speak both languages. Just do this for us. As I said before, make sure you include Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes when you start nosing around looking for somebody who's going to do that complete remodel of your kitchen and or bathroom. Showroom is in De Pere, about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes. All right, I got I talked a lot about it earlier. I'll just mention it now. The book, A Stranger in the Woods, the audio CD of the book or the book, either one, I can't imagine you won't find this fascinating. The story of Christopher Knight, who was arrested in 2013 and went missing for 27 years because he wanted to. He just disappeared into the forest up in Maine, and his story is incredible. A Stranger in the Woods. My wife has a friend who has a friend. See, women come home and go, the girl that does my hair, well, her sister's cousin. They always do that. Oh, yeah. Guys don't do that. They have like a chain of, it's my hairdresser's sister's neighbor. Well, her daughter, the story, though, is this. This woman has just been accepted to go to flight attendant school, who's a friend of my wife's friend. She's 65 years old. Now, I didn't know you could apply at 65 to be a flight attendant. But there's another step. She has to graduate from flight attendant school. And here's what I'm guessing. To avoid the whole age discrimination thing, they let her in and said, okay, I'll be surprised if she makes it through. That's the final door they can shut on her.
So she's been accepted, but does she have to pay to go to flight attendant school?
No, I don't think so. It's down in Dallas. It's 3 weeks, by the way, which I thought was short, seems to me. Hmm. 3 weeks of training for flight attendant. I hope she makes it. Good for her. Because at 65, she's, I understand, very attractive. And I'd much rather have her than some of the people that now we have to let be flight attendants, or you get sued. You're what, 400 pounds? Okay, come on in and be a flight attendant. I liked it when they were classy and wore, you know, gloves and heels and all that stuff. But we'll never see that again. This is a number that stunned me. This is the number of members of the military who died in battle whose remains have never been found. These are United States military people. I'm talking about Vietnam War, Korean War, World War II. 82,000 people have never been found.
Wow.
I would never have guessed the number would be that big.
I would imagine some of them just got completely blown up.
And there's nothing left. Yeah. It's a horrible thing to say, but that's probably what happened. Now, I'd like to just take a minute to discuss something that my wife does to me that drives me nuts. And I want to know, I can't take calls, but gentlemen, if any of you experience this, and it seems like lately she does it more, she will talk to me when I'm in the next room or as I'm walking away.
Oh,
don't forget that we're supposed to. Then 2 days will go by and she'll go, at 5, we have to meet. So, and I said, wait a second, what are you talking about? I told you about it 2 days ago. They deliberately tell you when they know you can't hear it.
Yep.
So they can say they told you and you weren't paying attention. And she does this all the time. I will say, all right, I'm going out to the garage. As I get near the garage, I can hear her start talking. And then I have to turn around and go back and what? I can't hear you. I'm in the next room. I said, you need to be sure to blah, 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 blah. And then they hit you with that, well, you need to have your hearing checked because you don't seem to hear anything. Well, no, I don't hear it because you don't want me to hear it because you play that next room game with me. Do you say she took off all her, do you say clothes like C-L-O-S-E, or do you say clothes? She took off
I don't say clothes. No, I say clothes.
I don't but I say it like C-L-O-S-E. She took all her clothes off.
I think I make a little
but you don't hear it.
Tongue thing on the roof of my mouth, but no.
I just say clothes, clothes. Like close the door, take your clothes off.
Yeah.
I heard somebody on the air the other day. It was obviously trying so hard to be precise. It says, and then her clothes were removed. And I thought, what?
Very too articulate.
Nobody says that. And now something just, we're all over the place, and that's okay. I'd like to deviate, and I'd like for Dan to get his harmonica, and I'll tell you why. I got an email from a listener. It says, Frank, I know you're a Willie Nelson fan. Have you ever heard Willie's rendition of Georgia? Well, of course I have. Georgia, Georgia. There's a tremendous harmonica solo in there, and I would be delighted, and I think many listeners would, if you'd have Dan play along for that part of the song. Well, I couldn't agree with you more.
Who wrote that?
Emerson Biggins. Emerson Biggins. Yeah. From Shoveltown, Missouri. Now, if you're not familiar with the song, and Willie does a great job. Would you play just a little bit of this? And then I'm going to, here, we'll play it the way it was recorded, and then what it sounds like, sweetened, as we say, by Dan
Georgia.
Scott.
Georgia.
Georgia.
No peace I find.
No peace I find.
Just an old, sweet song.
Sweet song. I'm doing like generic blues man.
Oh, yeah.
On my mind. Now, I want to hear it without Dan and then show you what it can sound like enhanced.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm Ray Charles or somebody. As much, Willie, just right before the harmonica. Listen to what chills. I'm just thinking about it, and he hasn't rehearsed it. Did I mention this to you? No.
No.
All right, play it. Let's have Dan join.
All
right, buckle up. This is going to be great. For everything that's good, anything can always be better.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And that's a good example. You take something good and you make it better.
It's like
thank
having
you.
Two drummers in a band. They kind of, you know.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Last night, we took my mother-in-law to dinner. Just, you know, place, doesn't matter where it was. It was a chain, and she likes salmon. She likes blackened salmon. So we go in, and I said, how long will the wait? And the girl said, 5 or 10 minutes. What's the name? And I said, Sinatra. And my wife hates this when I do it. And this, I'm not making this up. This girl, who I'm going to guess was 23, she says, I'm sorry, what was the name? I said, Sinatra. She said, can you spell it? She didn't recognize it. She just wanted to know how to spell it. And I said, Sinatra. And she said, it's different. Didn't have a clue. Never heard of Frank Sinatra. So my wife sees me, and I walk over to my wife and sit down. She says, did you do one of those phony names? I said, yeah. She said, who'd you tell her we are? I said, Sinatra. And she's rolled her eyes. She didn't think it's funny. I think it's funny.
Did they call your name out then?
Oh, no. Sinatra, party of three. No, sure she did. I love it. Now, there's a, I don't know how this happened. I'm listening to something, and maybe it was that book, audio of that book I was listening to. They made reference to an escalator, and I had a flashback, and I've told you this before. I, for some reason, remember the first escalator I ever saw. I don't remember the first elevator, but I do. I was a kid, and it was in Akron, Ohio, at a W.T. Grant store, which was like big department store. And I stared at that elevator. Because I'm like a hick little kid from Tennessee, and I still remember thinking, well, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen. Steps you don't even have to walk on. They just walk you up for you, and you don't have to do anything. And I just rode that thing up, and then I'd go to the downside, and I'd go over and over and over. It was like a carnival ride for me. It's just weird how you remember some things, and you don't. Hey, look, I know a lot of you this weekend went camping. We'll talk about that another time. You can have camping.
But my escalator story was at Famous Bar in Northland Shopping Center when I was a little kid, and I I was amazed by it, like you were.
Right.
But there was a little button on the bottom.
You told
me. And I just reached up and click.
You stopped it?
And everybody went.
And people fell over.
Yeah, they're like, whoa. No, they didn't fall over, but they did stop. And it's like.
Well, where do I remember hearing a character called the Mean Little Kid? Was that a Red Skelton character called the Mean Little Kid? That was you. Mean little kid.
I know.
You could have killed those people.
I know.
And who else would know where to find that button? I've never seen an emergency stop button on an elevator.
Oh.
Man could find it. ladies, get in here, please. We have a sponsor for the joke.
Ooh, that's nice.
The ladies love this store, Amini's. I took all the joke girls in there with me one day.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I take them out a lot. And they love the Amini's. They love the lighting section and the rug section where they have handmade Oriental rugs. For some reason, it's okay to say Oriental rugs, but you can't say Oriental people. Go figure. I don't get it. But they are. They're beautiful. And some of them are handmade and very rare, and others are machine-made and still extremely beautiful and very affordable. Patio furniture. We're there. It's patio season. Some people are sitting in crappy patio furniture that by the end of this year, they'll have to throw out and replace it again next spring. Those are not the people that bought their patio furniture from Amini's. This is the finest patio furniture made in the world. It is not inexpensive, but it's not overpriced. You're not going to be replacing this anytime soon, if ever. And now you can buy other furniture for other rooms in your house that's the best that's made in the world from Amini's. This is just a store that's not like any other store, and I'm going to continue to invite you in until you finally go. And when you do, you'll thank me, and you'll go back. Amini's. Check the website because there's always something great to drive you in there, make you want to go. Aminis, Amini's.com. Sponsor of the joke today. An old joke. I've known it since high school. Tell it once or twice a year. Young couple, wedding night. She's innocent, pure, never seen a man's naked body, never gone, certainly not all the way, not even to second base. So it's awkward, tense, and he starts undressing. He says, are you okay? She says, yeah, I'm okay. Let's do this. It's our wedding night. Let's go. This is something I've been scared of and also looked forward to. I'm mixed feelings. Well, he takes his shoes and socks off, and she looks down and sees that his toes, you ever seen those roots that are just gnarled and twisted like pretzels?
Oh,
his toes look like pretzels.
Mine?
Yours. She kind of jumped back, shrieked. He says, honey, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. There's an explanation. When I was a kid, I had polio. It's kind of, she said, you mean polio? He goes, no, it just affects the toes. It's rare. It's harmless. Our kids, I checked already genetically, that they won't have polio. It's okay, babe. She says, all right. And then he pulls his pants down, and his knees face each other. They're twisted in. She says, oh, my goodness. He said, now, baby. Nothing to be afraid of. When I was a kid, I had measles. She said, you mean measles? No, he said, measles. It's a rare disorder, and your knees actually gradually just turn in and face each other. It's not hereditary. Don't worry. Our kids won't have to deal with it. She goes, okay. And he pulls his underwear down, and she looks, and she says, don't tell me. Small cocks.
All right, let's check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Well, we've got a few things going on right now. You've got two left lanes shut down now on southbound Highway 255 south of Collinsville Road. That's due to an accident. Getting a good little backup there. An accident on eastbound 255 before Columbia Route 3 that's got two right lanes blocked, and that has traffic backed up all the way on the Missouri side to Lemay Ferry. Now, they cleared an accident that was on southbound 270 near Ladue. You do have some stop-and-go traffic from Page. That goes down through Doherty Ferry, slow pockets, just south of south of Highway 44. You also had a stalled vehicle that was blocking the left lane on eastbound Highway 270 and 170. They have removed that. All lanes are now open, but stop and go traffic east of McDonald through New Flores and pretty normal in there. Eastbound Highway 40 still slowing Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. And on westbound 70, look for a slowdown between the Earth City Expressway just in pockets out through Cave Springs. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples is your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Smith Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Firehouse Subs is proud to announce that now you can get the big taste of any of their 10 specialty subs in a new flavor-packed small size. New small subs start at just $3.99, and they're under 500 calories each. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
Jessica Machetta, KTRS News.
Kent Martin, KTRS News.
Keeping you connected to St. Louis.
Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
And the world.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Fresno, California.
Aaron Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Alex Perez, ABC News.
The Big 550.
Jessica Machetta, KTRS News.
Trevor Phillips, KTRS News.
Jill Lenters, KTRS News.
Rick Sanborn, KTRS News.
KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, I'm John Grayson for Premier Heating and Cooling. Now is the best time for you to give them a call at 636-916-1122 because as we get out of the cooler weather and into the hot weather, you want to make sure that your cooling system is ready to handle the task. Have Premier Heating and Cooling come out and give you a checkup. They are the most experienced and oldest American Standard customer care dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. They work on and maintain every major brand of heating and cooling products. Their certified factory-trained technicians are all fully licensed and insured and ready to do the job. They've been servicing the St. Louis and St. Charles area for many, many years, 25 years of experience in residential and commercial HVAC. And not only are they A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, but most of their business at Premier Heating and Cooling comes from people who were referred by family members or friends. Whether your needs are residential and they'll sit down and talk with you about the best plan for your system, or you're working with a commercial system, there is only one number to know, 636-916-1122. That's where you find Premier Heating and Cooling.
What's in a name? Growing up, my dad always told me that a man is only as good as his word. Later, I learned that a good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Hi, my name is Chuck Easter with Easter Fence Deck and Renovations. When my name is on your fence, deck, remodeling project, or landscape project, you know that the work was done right with integrity, pride, and great care. We never cheat. We don't cut corners. We are committed to doing what's right and providing the best product and unmatched craftsmanship at a fair price. At Easter Fence Deck and Renovations, our customers become friends as we treat them like family. And you have our family guarantee that even if it's the first job Dad did in 1957, if we didn't do it right or didn't do what we said, we'll fix it for free. For a free estimate, call us at 314-892-8500. That's 314-892-8500 or easterfence.com.
Easter Fence Deck and Renovations, where customers become friends.
Did you pre-qualify your flooring contractor? Or did you choose someone based on price alone? Selecting the low bid can be buying high risk. What about references, years in business, the experience and qualifications of the craftsmen who install your floor, insurance, or photos of their work? The contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council urge you to consider these items and more when choosing a flooring contractor. Don't buy high risk with a decision based solely on low dollar. You get what you pay for is never more true than with floor covering. Visit ficstl.org. That's ficstl.org. Or call 314-968-3522 for a list of Flooring Industry Council contractors and a flooring installation you'll be proud of for years to come. Call 314-968-3522. Visit ficstl.org.
Back in the 1940s, Walter Byerly, a cabinet maker, decided to build house trailers. The Warren family purchased a small trailer in 1954, and so began a 20-year odyssey covering 47 states. Every summer, the Warrens hit the road. Hardly a national monument or park was missed. documented by hundreds of slides and notebooks recording expenses like $6.06 for groceries and $3.69 for 13 gallons of gas. You can see the Warren's 1954 Byerly trailer on display at the lot and compare how RVs have changed in 60 years.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly trailer.
Discover your family, show them you care.
For the rest of your life, you gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Hey, Cardinals fans. The Reds kickoff to summer weekend is almost here. June 9th, 10th, and 11th, when the Cardinals take on the Phillies. The weekend is loaded with great giveaways, and it begins Friday with the Orlando Cepeda bobblehead, presented by AAA Missouri. Saturday is the adult all-over print shirt. Sunday is the Rawlings Kids Baseball Glove, a Six Flags Day, and a Family Attractions card giveaway. June 9th, 10th, and 11th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Hey fans, Mike Shannon here, and one of my favorite teammates I had the chance to play with was Orlando Cepeda.
Orlando came through! They're all jumping all over him!
Friday, June the 9th, the Cardinals face the Phillies. That night, it's Orlando Cepeda bobblehead giveaway, presented by AAA Insurance. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home the bobblehead of the 1967 MVP. That's Friday, June the 9th, and tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotion. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
You gotta love saving up to 50% off. And the Dell Memorial Day sale delivers massive deals. Dell definitely didn't hold back on the savings, and they have an amazing selection. You can score the latest Dell PCs with Intel processors, gorgeous Samsung TVs, or maybe you're after Bose Audio or a Google Home and Nest bundle. Shop big Memorial Day deals by visiting Dell.com/Memorial Day or call 800-BUY-DELL.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, and I'm a firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm proud to help Firehouse Subs introduce their new small subs. Same awesome subs, same awesome meats and cheeses. Now available in a flavor-packed new small size, starting at just $3.99. Each sub is under 500 calories. Big taste, small subs, starting at just $3.99. And remember, at Firehouse Subs, even a small sub can help save lives.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
Comfort Care St. Louis can help with as much or as little home care as you need. From medication reminders and meal prep to everyday chores and errands, let us create your personalized care plan and find the perfect caregiver match. If you need help taking care of a loved one, call Comfort Care St. Louis today and learn how we can help you and your loved ones. Call 314-965-9600 anytime, day or night. That's 314-965-9600 so you can live your best life possible.
All right, I've lost track. Is he back home?
Yes.
All right, back in the Coachella Valley. I'm checking with Mike Evans. I hope you know who makes it possible. Annie Guns. Yeah. Open today. Busy today. Drive by there and that parking lot's full. You know why? Because it's a great restaurant. And next door is the Smokehouse Market and gift cards. They sell thousands of them because there's no one. Remember that nobody doesn't like Sara Lee? Well, nobody doesn't like gift cards to the Smokehouse or Annie Guns. Located east of all the other stuff at Chesterfield Valley. And now, the moment you've been waiting for and that he's been waiting for, Mike Evans.
Yeah,
and get your beans.
That's right. I take out my bean. I'm gonna do what I take out my bean.
All right, we're a little bit of a fast track. What do you have for us?
Sound like you called me a little bit late.
Well, we're backed up because we got commercials.
If you're backed up, you gotta take some X flags on me.
Okay. Yesterday's commercials were catching up.
I don't think he's listening.
No,
he's not. He's not listening.
I hope everybody had a great Memorial Day. You know, my dad did 26 years in the military.
Wow.
And on Memorial Day, I remember as a kid, he sat me down and he told me, "We are the land of the free only because we are the home of the brave." And I never forgot it. Hmm. So I hope everybody had a great Memorial Day.
Okay.
Pop quiz question. 350-year-old shoes found in England from the 17th century go up on auction this week. How much you pay for shoes there, little Franco?
How much do I pay?
Yes.
$60 for tennis shoes?
That's about what I pay. Actually, I've been known to buy shoes like Shoes R Us for as little as $12.
Why not?
Dress shoes, because you don't ever wear them.
Yeah.
Except to go to church or something. How much are these 350-year-old pair of shoes expected to bring in auction next week? $1,500, $2,500, $4,500, or $10,000? Answer in a minute. So sorry to hear about Greg Allman's passing Saturday. I really liked his music. Great in concert. But his marriage to Cher was very odd. Cher married Greg only 5 days after her divorce from Sonny was final. And 10 days after marrying Greg, Cher filed for divorce.
Not as odd as Julia Roberts and Lyle Lovett.
That's true. However,
or Kenny Chesney and Renee Zellweger.
Oh,
we don't know exactly how that thing worked.
That
well,
really
we
weird.
I don't know why. However,
and there's always a however in life.
They stayed together 4 years. It was Greg, Cher, son Elijah Blue, and a lot of drugs. I saw Elijah Blue in the background playing guitar at the Billboard Awards, backing up Cher last week on television. They made one album together, and they made it together when they were married. And it was called, and it's still called, one of the worst albums ever made.
That's not very good.
The Hard Way was the name of this album.
Now, Rat Boy, hang on. Rat Boy's got a suggestion. He says that Elijah Blue should have come out with Elijah Blue what?
Cheese.
Elijah Blue cheese.
Oh.
That's not a bad idea. That's good, Rat Boy. That's good.
You know, there's a pot that you can buy at the dispensary in California called Blue Cheese.
Blue Cheese Pot?
Blue Cheese Pot.
Does it smell like it? What's the, or look?
It's pretty potent.
That's what Mike hears, anyway.
Right.
Five odds and ends, American Idol scoop. Katy Perry's not making $25 million.
Oh, man.
She's only making $17 million.
Oh, I wouldn't do it.
And while Ryan Seacrest was paid $15 million per season on Idol, he's only been offered $10 million. He's not a happy camper if Ryan turns it down. I hear that Adam Lambert will be the new host of...
Adam Lambert?
That wouldn't be good, I don't think.
What happened? HBO promoting the new Jon Stewart show. I mean, they were promoting the heck out of it. Then all of a sudden, no explanation. It ain't happening. Well, my question is, what happened? How did it just get dropped after all that promotion? Porn skanks, the Kardashians, were at the Cannes Film Festival, and almost all the photos of them published were them showing their breasts, their butt, or some other X-rated part.
Hey, knock it off.
No other actresses were had pictures like that, and that is why we call them the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tiger Woods, talk about that. When busted for a DUI, although they said he reeked of alcohol, now they say they don't think he had alcohol in him. What's weird about this is that it was 3 o'clock in the morning when they found him. He was headed out for a booty call. And he wasn't headed to his girlfriend, Kristen Smith, who had accused Tiger of going out on her a couple weeks ago. She didn't find out about the arrest until a couple hours after he got out and heard about it on the radio. She went ballistic in a store she was in, screaming, "I knew he was going out on me. I knew it." Yeah, Tiger was a one horny creep. You know, last week he was saying that he's never felt better. Well, if he's never felt better, how come he's taking all these pain pills and stuff?
I don't know.
Unless he's addicted or something.
But that picture.
And I don't know what picture you saw. They're both bad, but one of them was actually photoshopped to make him look a little bit better.
That was with ESPN did that, because they have some sort of a relationship with him.
Well, they made him look better. Yeah. The worst one. Oh my God! He looks like
He looked like any thug. Pick a thug. Any thug. Yeah.
You know what he ought to do though is take advantage of this and come out with the Tiger Woods drunk driver.
Oh, see what he did there?
Yes.
A golf club called the drunk driver. I think that's not a bad idea.
I'm just saying. I'll have a drink and then I will say.
And finally. I told you. Psychic.
350-year-old shoes. I bet they have a nice odor to them. 17th century. How much are these shoes expected to bring on auction next week? $1,500, $2,500, $4,500, $10,000.
Wow. I'll go $4,500.
$10,000.
I'm going for the $10,000.
They say it'll probably bring between $1,200 and $1,500. You know what, Franco? Wow. You ought to buy those shoes, Franco.
Sure.
And wear them around.
Sure.
I think that'd be a great idea.
Okay.
Well, excuse me, you don't need to kick me in the arse before I leave.
There you go. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards, always a good idea. You know that in Amsterdam, they still make those wooden shoes? Dutch? I saw 60 Minutes.
I saw the same thing on 60 Minutes. Yeah.
How comfortable can a wooden shoe be?
Not I don't know. Very.
I don't think they wear them for comfort. I think it's tradition at this point, probably.
Mm-hmm. That does not sound like something that should have ever been invented. All right, we leave you with there are a couple of great things that occurred to me over the weekend. First of all, the book I told you about, A Stranger in the Woods. I told you earlier, and Derek and Sean and the folks at Gateway Lock and Security will be thrilled to hear this. One of the things that he said toward the latter part of the 27 years of surviving by breaking into cabins up in Maine, one of the things that kind of slowed him down was the more regular appearance of surveillance cameras. He said surveillance cameras started keeping him from breaking into some of the cabins he'd been breaking into. He wouldn't go near them. And then you got this bounce house. You see that neighbor that unplugged that bounce house? They got him, and you know how they got him? Crystal clear, plain as day, surveillance camera at the neighbor's house.
What a scumbag.
This guy thinks he's going to...
He could have hurt those kids really bad. They could have been
suffocated or blown away. If you don't know the story, these kids are having a party in a bounce house, and this crotchety old neighbor didn't like the music, or he goes and unplugs what he says he thought was just the music, and it deflates the bounce house. They caught him. They caught him in the video, and for the whole country to see,
man,
a surveillance camera. Gateway lock it. The only thing that would have been better is if I'd seen at the bottom of the screen surveillance cameras installed by Gateway Lock and Security. But you know how I knew they weren't? Because they weren't clear enough. It was pretty clear, but not ultra-high definition crystal clear like the ones at Gateway. I was there today looking again at some pictures that I just were incredible. They were so sharp. And you can zoom in and you can access your home, your business from your wherever you are on your phone or your tablet. The name is Gateway Lock and Security. Yes, I know there's a product called the Door Ring-a-Ding Ding-Dong Bell and you're supposed to see somebody. I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm talking about the best of the best. I'm talking about real surveillance cameras. If you value your lives, yours, your family, your workers, if you value your property, your inventory, give this some serious thought. Go to their website, gatewaylockandsecurity.com.
Time for a final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
It's really a mess out there, Dan. You've got a new accident reported. It's already in the middle of stop-and-go traffic, but on southbound Highway 270 just south of Highway 40. But 270 is already stop-and-go from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Got the accident. They're working on eastbound 255 before Columbia, Route 3, that had two right lanes blocked. You're backed up to Highway 55 on the Missouri side. You have southbound 255, two left lanes blocked south of Collinsville. You're backed up almost to Highway 55 there. Southbound 170, it looks like we had an earlier incident between Delmar and Ladue because it is packed solid from Olive down through that point and then just some pockets down through Highway 40. Baseball traffic coming in. Eastbound 40 is slow from Highway 270 into Big Bend. And eastbound 270, that's still at McDonald through New Florissant. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples is your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Who doesn't love huge savings? Shop Dell's Memorial Day sale with daily rotating deals on hot tech, like the latest Dell PCs with Intel Core processors. Call 800-BUY-DELL.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. We'll be back here tomorrow. I see a police officer. Please thank him or her. And have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, dear.
Bye, y'all.
This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
At least we can be a little more accurate, a little more precise.
Action after a Fox Files report about missing kids. What police are doing now to check their numbers.
A community rallies behind a blind couple who lost everything in a morning fire. How they got out and the efforts being made to help them get back on their feet.
Illinois lawmakers take action on a number of bills today, but little action on the budget, where they stand with just a day left in the session. But first, on Fox 2 News at 6, Missouri's database for missing children is not accurate, and it's raising questions about how to help kids who are struggling. Good evening. I'm Rafer Weigel.
And I'm Jasmine Huda in for Sandy Miller. Fox Files investigator Chris Hayes talked to police about their discovery made just after his Fox Files report last month. Chris.
Rafer and Jasmine, we broke down the numbers showing the large